beautiful hymn that was written by a sister by the name of Mrs. Cousins, but what perhaps is not so generally known is that it was inspired by a man by the name of Samuel Rutherford, who lived well over 300 years ago in Scotland. A man of God who didn't know nearly as much truth as most here today know, but he had a devotedness to Christ that I believe would put me to shame, and perhaps others here could say the same too. There are many more verses to the hymn than are in our hymn book here. It would be far too long to sing it, but I've often enjoyed it. Let's sing together the first three verses of number 77 in the appendix.
The sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the summer mourner sighed for the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark hath been the
to speak this afternoon on the person of Christ, but with particular reference to something that I trust has been precious to my own soul, and that is the person of Christ and all that he is, and to have him before us and for him to be the reference point rather than man. Let's turn first of all to a well-known verse in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 10, I say to each one, but especially again to my own soul and to our beloved young people, let this verse get a grip on your soul. We'll read the last few words of verse 9 and then verse 10. His good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Some of us were reminded when we were younger that this verse is the key verse to the whole Bible. This verse is the key to the understanding of the whole of this precious book. And what does it bring before us? Oh, it brings before us the purposes of God in Christ. And I say this at the outset, as I said a few moments ago, oh, that Christ would be the object before your soul and mine, and that everything would be referred to him. Does having Christ before us somehow leave man out? Does it leave out things that are very important in themselves? No, in the very next verse it says, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Oh, we're brought in immediately in connection, in association with that blessed one. But again, I speak most of all to my own soul. But so often today, the reference is first of all to man, and then to God. Man brought into the picture first, man's needs, man's desires, what man is going to receive. And then God brought into the picture, then Christ brought in. And I say to each one here this afternoon, as I say to my own soul, that's reversing God's order. That's reversing God's order. Because we find when God states so clearly in these verses what he is going to do, he brings before us, first of all, his purposes in Christ. We don't want to dwell on this verse, but it brings before us the fact that God is going to exalt that blessed one, our Lord Jesus Christ, as head over all things. And he's going to bring all things together, head up everything in him. Both which are in heaven, that refers to you and to me. And then, of course, with Israel and perhaps other nations here on earth, he's going to bring them into blessing too. But who is going to be the center of it all? Oh, it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, you say, I realize that. I understand that. But I say to my own heart, and I say again to each one here,